Welcome to CU Wednesdays, brought to you by the Fall River Municipal Credit Union, a show featuring information about money, banking, and finance. With your host, Fall River Municipal Credit Union CEO and President, Matthew Shondek.
Hi, Matt Shondek, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union, welcoming you to CU Wednesdays on the legendary WSAR 1480, sponsored by FRMCU, where we're focused on you. Fall River Municipal Credit Union has been serving the greater Fall River community for over 90 years. Stop by or check out our website at frmcu.com to see the many ways we can serve you. Joining me today is the Executive Director of Fall River's Redevelopment Authority, Sarah Page. We just had a great luncheon. The Chamber of Commerce sponsored a luncheon, which was the State of Business that Mayor Coogan spoke to the business community. And lots of great things going on around Fall River, and the Fall River Redevelopment Authority is right in the middle of all of that, right?
Yes, we are.
Great. I appreciate you coming on, and for those people who aren't familiar with you and the Redevelopment Authority, you know, tell everybody a little bit about yourself and how you came into this position.
Well, thanks for inviting me on. I spent most of my adult life in Western Massachusetts, where my husband and I built a house in the woods, and we recently sold it and moved down here to the South Coast. We both have family connections here and are really happy to be living here. Over my career, I was an executive director for three nonprofits organizations, so being an executive director isn't new to me. And more recently, I worked at Wayfinders, a large housing and community development organization in Western Mass, where I played many roles and was involved in neighborhood revitalization in both Springfield and Holyoke, both gateway cities, somewhat similar to Fall River. So I'm very excited to be in this job.
Yeah, that's a great experience, and it's very helpful, as we heard the mayor talking about all the residential development that's going on around the city, the business development that's going on around the city. It's important to have people in the administration that can help and that have had experience doing it in other parts and other gateway cities. So that's great. And yeah, actually relocating down here, you know, it's great to have you down this.
Thanks.
Southeastern Mass is a great place to be. I mean, I grew up here, when I was going through my getting early in my career, I said I want to stay south of Boston, east of Providence, and I've been able to do it. So, it's been great to be here in Fall River, working for all these many years. But it's great to have you doing this role. And with the, what are some of the misconceptions, or what does the Fall River Redevelopment Authority do that people should be aware of?
We almost said misconceptions. One of the misconceptions is that we're a department of the city, and we're actually an independent public authority established under state law that has a structure defined by the law that is a five-member board. And so we have a wonderful board of directors, and we work in partnership with the city on many fronts. We're located on the sixth floor, right down the hall from the mayor, so we're intimately involved with city projects and really find it wonderful to be collaborating so closely with the city.
And there's a lot going on around the city between the waterfront 79 project and, we heard about the downtown urban renewal that is coming up. So, you know, are there projects out there that people aren't quite aware of, or are they going to be seeing happening in the near future?
It's very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And, if someone is, when would someone be interacting with the Redevelopment Authority, in these projects, you know, would they be able to, as they're finding out about it, if it's impacting their businesses or their, you know, streets or things?
Yeah, we're certainly open to talking with anyone. Right now, we're implementing both the waterfront and the downtown urban renewal plans that the Redevelopment Authority developed a number of years ago. And we're in the process of completing and beginning to implement an urban renewal plan for the Flint neighborhood. And at lunch, the mayor was talking about that. Pleasant Street in the Flint neighborhood used to be known as the city's second downtown, and it now has lots of vacant storefronts and housing that could use some updates. And so we're really involved in a plan to find people to take some of the storefronts. There's lots of residential development happening. 200 more units are going to be developed in one of the mills on Alden Street. And so that's a project that the Neighborhood Council has been working with us on, and a lot of people have come to meetings and been involved with.
That's one of the things that I've realized with Fall River, working down here and getting involved in the community. The people in Fall River really care.
They
come out for their neighborhoods. The neighborhood associations around are very strong because they have people that have grown and lived and raised their families, and they care about what's going on in the neighborhoods. Do you find that very helpful when you're trying to do some of these projects?
Oh, for sure.
The project, I think, you hit on a couple of the projects. Are there any other projects that are currently being worked on?
Yeah, so I wanted to tell you about the development of the Senator Norton City Pier, which is a pier in the Taunton River between the Cove Restaurant and Point Gloria. And my predecessor, Ken Fiola, spent years working on the decontamination of that site. And when I came on board, the board of directors was really involved in a plan to redevelop it as a space that the community can enjoy and people walk it, and we have lots of events there. And so we finished that a couple of years ago, and then last year put a dock on the north side. So we're going to be opening that to boats that just want to tie up for a day and enjoy the waterfront. And that will open in May. And then June 1st, we're planning to have what the mayor has named Rock the Dock. And we're having a band and food trucks and all kinds of activity there on that Saturday. So we encourage people to come out for that. And then we are now starting a project on a spit of land that people who walk the waterfront are familiar with. It's been, it's part of the City Pier property across a little bit of water closer to Point Gloria. And it's been fenced off. It's covered with invasive species and weeds. And it has some erosion of its riprap and revetments. And so we're going to be working with engineers this summer to plan for a redevelopment of that, to make it a kind of naturalized environment with local coastal plants, and it will be open for people to fish because people really want to be fishing on the waterfront. It really isn't allowed on the parks, including the city pier.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's because people tend to leave fish pieces and it just is ends up being kind of messy, and but we know how much fisher people really want to be fishing on the river. So so we're going to also be designing three mooring fields with the city to expand the fields that are there, and expect to finish plans in the fall and hope to find financing to put all of this in place.
Yeah, and with that whole waterfront, I come down that way every morning and I see the progress that's going on. It's a little slower right now because they're doing a lot of the underground work.
Right.
But when it came down and the vision that, is there, it looks great. And that pier, going by it and, the progress that I've seen, and now they've got the launch out there so that, the boats can, actually hook in and stuff like that. It's great. And you know, even the mayor mentioned about they're looking to have a water taxi to be hitting some of these points along the waterfront. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's planning to stop at our dock, so that'll be good.
Yeah, no, that's great. So there's lots going on around the city, and the Redevelopment Authority is involved with it, even though they're not part of the city. They work with the city, and we're going to get into more of the Redevelopment Authority, things that are going on, how they're working. And if you're out there, you want to give us a call, you can call in at 508-673-1480, but we have to break for commercials right now, and we'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to See Wednesdays. I'm Matt Shattuck, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. And today we're talking with the Fall River Redevelopment Authority, Sarah Page, who is the Executive Director. Make sure I get the right title. Talking about all the things that are going on with the Redevelopment Authority. And you kind of, we kind of touched on it, but what is going on with the master plan and the 19 acres that's soon to be available for development?
Well, in December, the Redevelopment Authority, with some grant funding and an investment from the organization, hired Stantec, which is a large engineering and development firm that is very experienced in master planning. And they're working with us on a plan for that 19 acres. And Bristol County Economic Development Consultants, as well as with Ken Fiola and Dan Aguiar, the city's engineer, are both on a team with us and our board president, Johnny Erickson, to work with the consultants to develop this plan. And it's going to be based on an extensive market analysis and will offer proposals for housing, commercial, and retail development, as well as parking, which we know is an issue on the waterfront. And it will define circulation through the five parcels and propose locations and height of buildings and amenities for the community, and some that will attract new residents and visitors. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to involving the community in thinking about this with us once the planners have some just initial sketches to look at. We'll be having public meetings and expect during the summer to also have some pop-up activities where we have a tent and boards at community events so that we have lots of opportunities for the community to give us input. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to let people know that if they want to be on a list to get notices for the public meetings, they can communicate with Karen Martin at my office, and her email is kmartin@fallrivermA.gov. And so if you want to email her and let her know you would like to be on an email list for notices, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. As we were saying, the people around Fall River want to stay on top of it. They don't want to just turn things over and say, oh, go ahead and do whatever you want. They want to have a say in how it is. Actually explained some. I was wondering how that whole area was going to be developed, and you see some places they go through and do all that, and then all of a sudden they put big buildings
right,
so you can't see the water anymore.
Right.
So it's so nice that, you know, the residents have that ability, and they should take that opportunity to come mm-hmm. in because it's not that you're bothering them. It's their land. It's their their waterfront that they're helping to give some insight into it. Not everything that people want can get done.
Right.
So if you come down and you want something specific, it may not be feasible given the whole project to be done, but hopefully there's enough things that you will like about what happened, right?
Right. And so besides really checking in with the community, we're also going to be interviewing developers that do really large scale projects to make sure that what is kind of laid out is something that developers will be really interested in. And the good news is that our firm works with major developers in Boston and other communities, and they have found developers are really interested in this exciting project.
I can't imagine why they wouldn't want to be coming here versus going into Boston and trying to do a project around there. You see some of the projects, you know, just trying to get down the streets as it is. They don't have an open space like they're going to have down here to operate in. So that's great. And their experience in doing projects like that around larger cities.
Yeah, it's good. And you mentioned the views, and one of the goals that we were very clear from the urban renewal plan and clear with our consultants is that people want to see the river, want to connect with the river, and that this was an opportunity to finally reconnect the neighborhoods to the river. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of thinking about how the buildings will be situated so that you still see the river and there are lots of opportunities to walk through whatever gets developed. Mm-hmm. So and then hopefully it will bring a lot of restaurants and stores and things that the people of Fall River would love to be able to visit.
Yeah, it is so amazing that all the things that are happening right now, because you've heard about it for a long time, the commuter rail. You've heard, you know, people talked about redesigning the waterfront and getting it, you know, more friendly and almost making it an extension of the downtown. And now it's happening. You know, we have the train station is sitting there waiting for testing and getting it done. And it looks like before the end of the year, that's going to be up and running, which is going to be an easy way for people to come down here as well as people going to Boston. So it goes both ways. It's not, you know, just people here trying to get into Boston. And the city pier that you mentioned, it's so great how that came together, and it's beautiful right now. And it's great that the other piece of land is going to be continue to be developed, because the fishermen have to have somewhere to go. Fishermen and women have some place to go, because, you know, they are trying to come up with different projects, like the old Brightman Street Pier. Oh, we're going to use that as a fishing pier. Well, that hasn't come anywhere either.
Right, not yet.
So that's going to be, and that's still a ways down the road. But if that parcel in, which is even closer to everybody, is developed, that's great. And it's great that the Redevelopment Authority can help kind of guide some of that. They're not telling people what it's going to be, but you guys are kind of in the, you know, the let's get everybody together and get the right project done, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great. And as we say, if people want to know when the meetings are, when they can, there's going to be input, contacting Karen is the best way to get on
that
list.
Well, that's one way, but, you know, the Herald News puts out articles about our work often, and so that's another way. And then it will be broadcast on Facebook, through the city's Facebook page, through Viva Fall River, and, you know, really be out there in social media. So I am sure that people will hear about it, but if you want to, you know, be on our email list, do contact Karen.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And then, you know, and keep your eyes and ears open, because these are coming up quick. You know, between May, June, it's right around the corner, and there's going to be these meetings happening to find out more about what's happening with these projects. And with these projects, there's always road closures and, you know, detours and things like that. Is there any, there's a lot of different people that are doing that. You know, there's utility companies. There's also the projects that are being done by the construction companies that have been hired by the state to do these. How can people kind of get an idea of which way to go around Fall River?
Right. Well, you can get on the MassDOT website. So you can just put MassDOT into your search engine and then put Duval Street or Route 79, and that will get you to a whole update on the closures, the rerouting. And if you go scrolling to the very bottom of that page, there's a place where you can sign up for updates from MassDOT. Mm-hmm. So that's a really great place to go. And while you're on the MassDOT website, you can also see a video that kind of drives you down the whole new waterfront. Hmm. And, you know, it shows the whole 19 acres will be developing as just green grass, but that will eventually be redeveloped with buildings. But the MassDOT website is a great way to learn about what's happening with that whole road redevelopment.
Yeah, and I think it also gives updates on the commuter rail and what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like most of the stations are done except for, you know, East Taunton, which that's a whole nother fiasco because that whole interchange is being, you know, the big company they hired is no longer around. So
Right. That's
kind of put everything in a standstill up there. So I go by it every morning and it's like, yeah, can't we just get this done? But it's not that easy.
Nope.
If you're out there and you want to join the conversation with the Fall River Redevelopment Authority, you can give us a call at 508-673-1480. We do have to take a quick break, and we'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to CU Wednesdays. I'm Matt Chonick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. If you have a little extra money, maybe you get your tax refund and you have some money to put on in a CD. We have some great CD rates at FRMCU. Check out our website at frmcu.com to see all the great offers and all the benefits of membership at Fall River Municipal Credit Union. Today on CU Wednesday, we've been talking with our friends from the Fall River Redevelopment Authority. Sarah Page, who is the executive director, has been here. And we're talking about all the projects that are going on around the city. And, it takes a lot to get these projects off the ground. And start to finish. What is the process, you know, start with the projects, and what are the steps that come into it? Play when you're trying to help coordinate these things?
Well, I talked some about the involvement of the community and giving us input. We'll also be talking with local developers, seeing what roles they might want to play in the whole redevelopment of the waterfront. And some have already bought property along Duval Street and have been redeveloping parcels, and a lot more of that will be happening even before we get to the point of the large-scale development happening. But we're looking for local developers to be involved, and that'll be a really important part.
Yeah, that's great because, these projects, you know, take a long time just to get it onto the drawing board. And, you know, there's all those steps along the way. And as we say, the community here gets involved. They want to, you know, come in and have their say in the matter. And, you know, if it's a local business that fits, you know, what is out there, it's so important. I think we actually have a call coming in. So let me see. Hello, caller. How are you doing?
Hello.
Can you?
Yes.
Thanks for calling in. Did you have a question?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I'd like to get a. I haven't been over there in a few years. Used to be my old neighborhood, but I was just wondering what's happening with the Cook Pond area. I know there was a few houses up. Then there was an asbestos issue. I haven't heard about what's happening there. So maybe you could give me an update if she knows about it.
You know, I have not been focusing on the Cook Pond area. What I have learned about it is the wonderful involvement of South Coast Groundworks, or Groundworks South Coast, that has been involving environmental organizations and youth in a whole collaboration to work on some of the paths around Cook Pond and to deal with some invasive species and some of the environmental issues, but I don't know much about development there because we do not have an urban renewal plan there, and we're so busy working on the three urban renewal plan areas that that has not been a focus of ours.
Okay, so do you know what has become of the, what has been the fate of the houses that are there now? They get, I guess there was a hold put on them, or what does the master plan call for? Do you know anything about that?
You know, I don't. You may want to call the city and talk with Chris Perino, the acting or the assistant city planner, and I'm sure that he could tell you more. I'm sorry that I don't know more about that. Now you've made me want to learn more about that. But if you called
you
him.
You were doing so good.
Well, I told you about the projects I'm deeply involved with.
Yeah, very well, very well. Okay, thank you guys.
Well, thanks for the call. Yeah, no, I mean, there's so many pieces of Fall
River. There are.
I mean, you've got the reservation, things going on out there.
Yep.
And, yeah, the Redevelopment Authority can do a lot of things, but they can't do everything. So, you know, the priorities, you know, are these projects here. But, you know, other things will be coming up, you know, as these get off the ground that you'll be able to jump onto. And that may be more of something that is, you know, on the environmental side than the redevelopment side.
Oh, there is definitely development plans for Cook Pond, and I know that Chris in City Hall would be able to.
Great. Well, we have another call.
Great.
Hello. Hello. Thanks for calling.
Sorry, can do it. Yes. Listen, as far as that guy just called, there's about seven houses already built, four of them taken care of, and they're building some other new ones on Kilbert Street.
Okay. Great.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling in and letting us know. We knew someone out there would, and thanks for listening, would be able to help out. So
I can't listen to these guys every week.
Good.
What I do is when I get my income tax money, I'm going to put it in the bank and borrow it against it, then go pay my bills.
Yep.
We
got some great CD rates right now. But, yeah, definitely. We're here for the community. We've been around since 1930 and plan on being around for a long time. So thanks for listening.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. That's great. Yeah, see, people are listening. They get involved. They want
to.
He wanted to help the other guy know what's going on at Cook's Pond. So, yeah, and as the mayor was saying, there's a lot of developed housing units going up. Like he said, over 200 units are in
just
process
in the
right
Flint
now.
Neighborhood alone.
Oh, just in the Flint neighborhood.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, there are. From what I understand, there are a couple of thousand units coming throughout the city, which is really great.
And it's needed because, there's a lot of people coming down this way, as we've heard. You know, it's a great location to live in, especially, you know, if you're working maybe in Rhode Island or something like that. And there's not a lot of inventory. So that'll help, you know, help keep things hopefully a little bit more affordable.
And as the mayor was saying, there's amazing commercial development happening and the Fall River Redevelopment Authority had land that we were selling in Commerce Park and in the Technology Park, and all of that has been sold over the last few years.
Wow.
So we know that 900,000 square feet of development are expected up in the Technology Park on top of what is just being completed by Hutchins, who are developing a large cold storage facility. And Gold Medal is going into Commerce Park, where Atlantic Lighting used to be, and really expanding their operation and adding many jobs. So we expect a lot more jobs coming to our industrial parks and throughout the city.
Yeah. And people maybe aren't aware of that. You know, there are several pockets of industrial parks around. You know, as we say, the commerce. Now, which is the one at the airport? Road? Is that the
Well, there's both the industrial park and Commerce Park, both at Airport Road.
Okay. That's just one pocket of development that's going on. There's other parts of the city that have, you know, businesses growing in those too, right?
Right. Yeah. And Innovation Way is where the Technology Park has numerous parcels that are about to be redeveloped.
Mm-hmm. And that's all great. It's bringing investment into the community, but also creating jobs for, you know, people, well-paying jobs,
right.
For people to be able to stay and you know, hopefully survive in this community. So that's great. And then the development you were mentioning earlier of, you know, that the second downtown in the Flint section, again, not forgetting those neighborhoods that help make this community grow and be what it is through the years. So, are there any other, wish lists on the redevelopment authorities as far as, you know, what things, projects, as you're getting these done that, you know, have been on the horizon that people have been looking for?
Well, one is Main Street in downtown Fall River. There's a historic district that's on the North Main Street side, and we're working with a consultant to create a historic district on the South Main Street side. And that area, we've been working with the Transformative Development Initiative Partnership, which includes the Chamber of Commerce and city participation, and a number of small businesses and organizations have been part of looking at how to revitalize the downtown business district. And so it would be helpful for developers to have it be a federally recognized historic district because they can access historic tax credits that way. And it gives it some new cachet to be considered a historic district. So we're hoping to get that to happen over the next year.
Great. Great. Yeah. And you know, as the city continues to grow, it's been around for a long time. There's going to be other things popping up. Is there any way people can have input in saying, hey, if they have an idea or a project that the Redevelopment Authority can help do, how do they get the word out to you guys?
Well, they can, people call us all the time and send us emails. Our phone number is 508-324-2662. And people are welcome to call us and suggest a time to get together or give us ideas. We're happy to hear from people. And we're, you know, called a lot by people who want to do development in the city and try to help them move their plans along.
Yeah, and that's another role of the Redevelopment Authority is helping development. And it's not necessarily having to take on the whole project or, you know, kind of lead it. It's, you know, helping those businesses to find where those resources are too, right?
Right, yeah.
And it's so important. And as we said, it's not a part of the city. Is it a state agency or?
No, I mean, we're almost a municipal agency. Mm-hmm. It's really a quasi-public. It is a public entity, but it is intricately connected to the city of Fall River.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have our own board and, you know, we are an independent organization, but we collaborate and do lots of projects with the city all the time.
Mm-hmm. Great, great. Well, it's time for another break. We break and then come back to wrap up the hour. If you have any questions or want to join the conversation, give us a call at 508-673-1480, and we'll be back after this. Welcome back to CU Wednesdays. I'm Matt Chodick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union, and we're here with Sarah Page. She's the Executive Director for the Fall River Redevelopment Authority. We've been talking about a lot of the projects that are going around between the waterfront, the city pier and the additional work, which is great to hear, that's going on like right across from the city pier. If you haven't been down by the waterfront because you're avoiding the traffic because of the construction, you should go down and see what's going on down there. There's lots that have been that's been happening. And then you had mentioned the Flint. There's a lot going on in the Flint section, Flint neighborhood, right?
Well, there is. A lot's planned. We put out through social media requests for people to give us feedback through surveys, and we were really thrilled to get 500 survey responses with lots of really good suggestions and information. And I wanted to tout an exciting project that's happening that the mayor and the city's community development agency have been working hard on. They are working on updating and really redoing storefronts with some of the businesses on Pleasant Street, because Pleasant Street's really been a focus of ours. And there will be a couple of blocks where new storefronts will really add some some real attractive areas to Pleasant Street, which it needs some updates. And so that's happening. And I would like to encourage people to contact us if they're interested in opening a store on Pleasant Street or buying a building. There's a lot of development opportunity on Pleasant Street.
Great. Great. We have another phone call coming in. Hello, caller.
Yes, hi, good afternoon.
Great, thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Just have a question for your guest. There's the site of the former Dubuque School, which is, I guess, Locust Street and just up from Oak Grove Ave. And I'm just wondering what that's going to be. There's four houses already there. They look like they're about maybe 10 feet apart. And there's room, I think, for like six more. And just curious, if you know what they are.
No, unfortunately, that's another development project I am not involved with. Again, you might want to call the city, the assistant city planner or someone else in the city. That just is not that's not a project I'm involved with, and I'm sorry, I don't know.
Oh, no problem, because we drive by there, a few times a week.
That could be a private investor that, is developing that, especially housing right now is very, in demand. So that could be that. But, thanks for keeping an eye around the city and letting us know what's going on out there.
Oh, sure thing. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Yeah, see, people care about this.
They do.
Oh, what's going on here?
the other thing I do want to tell people about are the events coming up on Norton City Pier this summer. I mentioned the June 1st opening, a formal opening of the dock, the docks, and but there also is going to be a kite night. And last year, the kite night was so popular. Kids just loved it. And we will be having food truck nights the last Friday of every month of June, July, and August. And also, the city is sponsoring a program of activities for both yoga. The Y is going to be putting on a physical activity program. So there will be flyers and information both at City Pier and all around the city letting people know about these events. Mm-hmm. And we have rented a spot for parking. Parking is an issue now that Duval Street doesn't allow for parking along the road. So there's a parking area on the water side of Duval Street right before you get to Point Gloria condominiums. And it's a lot that anyone can use to access the walking paths, come to Norton City Pier. And so And then the mayor has been talking about the exciting news that a trolley will be going around the city. Mm-hmm. And there's a water taxi that will start at the Tipsy Seagull area, and it will stop in a number of places along the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you'll be getting more information about that if you stay tuned. It's going to be probably in the newspaper and everything. And as the mayor said, depending on the interest in it and how much it is, they said if it's successful, they may launch a second one to expand on it to make sure people are being able to get up and down. And it sounds great. There's like about four stops along the way, from what I understand.
Yep.
And you pay one fare, and you can stop at each one of the stops until you get back to the one you started from. And it's all going to be part of the taxi service on the waterfront, which is great because, if anyone's had to, you stand at the cove and you say, I'm going to go to the battleship. That's not a short walk.
Right.
So if you have that popping along the waterfront, it gets you to some of those venues a lot faster, right?
Right. And you get to see the city from the water, which is really nice.
And look up at the bridge from underneath again, but a little farther out into the water. No, there's so much going on around the city. It's so exciting to see these projects that for years, I've been working down here for, well over 20 years, and they've been talking about some of these projects way back then when I first came down here. And now they're actually coming to fruition. The train station's right there. Waiting for the trains to start popping in. The city pier is beautiful. The Norton City Pier is come along great, and it looks so beautiful. I drive by it every morning. So these are all projects that happen because people come out, and the Redevelopment Authority can be helping to guide getting the right people in the right place and get together for these projects. You're not buying the pier. You're not doing the pier. You're helping to get these projects done, right?
Yep.
So anything we haven't hit on that people should know about the Redevelopment Authority and things that they do want input on these projects because it's your community, you're out there, and they want you to have input to help guide these projects because they're going to be here for a long time afterwards, right?
That's for sure. We really encourage people to come down to the pier during the summer. It's so wonderful to watch people walking the walking paths. It added nearly a half a mile to the walking path that exists there. And it's really a wonderful asset for the city now. And the other people ask us why that wasn't developed as a hotel. There were thoughts of putting a restaurant there, and there were lots of complications because of the need for remediation. But when you think about the fact that there will be housing up and down the 19 acres along Duval Street, and people will be able to look down on that beautiful amenity. And I know the people at Point Gloria love to be able, it used to be just a sandy, not very attractive area. And now it's just a nice, attractive green space for people to enjoy and to look at. And so that, that will be great to have people join us down there throughout the summer.
Yeah, and we've had a couple of good, sessions the chamber hosted. We had, the mayor today. He was talking about all the great things going on. And a week or two ago, they had Representative Auchincloss came down, and he was talking about the Taunton River as a resource and as a natural resource that could be great if it's developed properly. And I come from the other end of the river, way up in Taunton, and it is amazing that the length of it and the communities that it goes through, and that was a major source of commerce for this area, and it's now people are getting back to it and saying, hey, what can we do with this great river? And we're right at the mouth of it here. And being able to, you know, open up that waterfront and have the water taxi, have the city pier, so that there's going to be moorings for a lot more boats
right.
to be able to stop there. So they don't have to take 24 to get down here. They can be coming here by boat.
Right.
So lots going on, and it's great that the Redevelopment Authority has its hand in it to help guide those things. And as we say, if you're a business out there and you have, you know, projects that you need help with, that the Redevelopment Authority can help with, contact them. And as these projects go down, there'll be bid processes, and local businesses are encouraged to bid to do this work because you're part of the community.
For sure.
So great. Well, I appreciate you coming on today.
Well, thank you for having me.
It was great, and it was perfect. Yeah, you know, we had lunch together and heard the mayor. I got all excited about having
That's
you
right.
on today. So thanks, and thanks everyone out there for listening. Thanks for the callers. It's great. You people are out there riding around the city. You know what's going on in the city. Yeah, you're part of it. And thanks for calling in and, you know, getting us interested in Cook's Pond and some of these other projects. So thanks, and see you all next week on See You Wednesday.